ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we would like to express our condolences to our esteemed listeners on the month of Muharram. This is a very sad and solemn month for all of the Muslims, for all of the followers of the Ahlul Bayt, as well as all of the freedom-loving and freedom-seeking people of this world. And all of the people who affiliate themselves with the message and the revolution of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. As you know, the two parties in the Battle of Karbala, Imam Hussein on one side and the army of Yazid on the other, you know, they both of these two sides of this conflict, right, ultimately emanate and stem from two sides of a long-standing and a more central conflict between the two tribes of the Bani Hashim and the Bani Umayyah. This is something that we all know. The question that we want to ask today on The Key is, historically speaking, who were these people? Who were the Bani Hashim? Who were the Bani Umayyah? We need to understand a little bit more about who they were and their conflict that they had with one another in order to understand conflict between Imam Hussein alayhi salam and, the tyrants of his time. In order to understand this question, we need to take a look back at the progeny of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The third grandfather backwards of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a person named Abdul Manaf. This person had two sons, one by the name of Hashim and the other whose name was Abdul Shams. These two were twins. Abdul Shams, the son of Abdul Manaf, he had another son by the name of Umayyah. This person is the grandfather of the tribe of Bani Umayyah. Hashim was the grandfather of and is the grandfather of the Bani Hashim, the tribe of Bani Hashim. Now, history tells us that Hashim was a person who had some nice qualities, some good moral traits. However, his brother Abdul Shams did not. One of the good qualities and nice moral traits of Hashim was that he was responsible for giving water and feeding and serving the pilgrims to the house of God and the Masjid al-Haram. He also was in charge of the cloth which was cloaked on the Kaaba. However, Abdul Shams, he was not very respectable and didn't have many good moral qualities. The same is also true of his son, Umayyah. What is more, he was very envious of his uncle Hashim. Of course, we have to here add the reservation that it is true that these tribes were historically against one another. A lot of times they fought one another based on tribal prejudice, and there was no religious or very noble motives in their fights with one another. But specifically, the uprising of Imam Hussein, the revolution of Imam Hussein, was because it was a religious movement. It was to correct and rectify innovations that the Umayyads made in religion, and also most importantly to fight the oppression that they had meted out against the Ummah. This is important to remember. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the Bani Hashim and the Bani Umayyah. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.